This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pfizer touts safety for kids between 5 and 11.
You could have a vaccine within a month to 6 weeks.
Discovery in case of missing woman.
Human remains consistent with the description of Gabby Petito.
TV royalty.
The Emmy goes to The Crown.
The Queen's Gambit.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New information just out this morning, a key step for children in the pandemic. Pfizer says its medical trials show a lower dose of its COVID-19 vaccine works and is safe for children ages 5 to 11. CBS's Mola Lenghi spoke with a family that participated in the trial.
I think it's just been a really wonderful privilege, really, to contribute in this way. And so,
Dr. Richard Chung is an adolescent medicine specialist at Duke Health in Durham, North Carolina. Chung's youngest son, 8-year-old Joshua, took part in Pfizer's recently completed trials for children ages 5 to 11 years old.
Everybody should get vaccinated so that things can return back to normal.
Pfizer announced this morning that the trials Joshua took part in showed the vaccine was safe, well-tolerated, and resulted in robust neutralizing antibody responses. Those positive results mean Pfizer will now send this data to regulatory agencies around the world, including the FDA, for approval. The company also said that trial results in children under 5 could be available by the end of the year.
Former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb expects action soon.
Now that they have the data, they could be ready to file this within days with the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA has said that the review of this vaccine is going to be a matter of weeks, not months. Now, having been at the agency, I interpret that to mean 4 to 6 weeks. So I think that there's a possibility you could have a vaccine as early as around Halloween.
Now, the latest on a missing woman. Authorities in northwestern Wyoming say they found a body they believe is 22-year-old Gabby Petito. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports the Florida woman was last seen on a contentious cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundry.
Human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito.
After more than a week of searching, the FBI now believes it found what appears to be Gabby Petito's body near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming.
The cause of death has not been determined at this time.
Laundry is believed to have returned home to Florida September 1st without her. Investigators want to speak with him, but over the weekend, his family told authorities they haven't seen him since September 14th. Josh Taylor is the spokesperson for the Northport, Florida Police Department.
He was back here in this community for 10 days before she was reported missing. It's a lot of time for somebody to kind of get their act together.
Now, more than 50 agents are searching for him near the house where he lived with Petito.
The Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian says Democrats cannot use their $3.5 trillion package of domestic programs to give millions of immigrants a chance to become citizens. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calls it a disappointment, but indicates there will be alternate proposals. Mass deportations are underway right now for more than 12,000 migrants in South Texas. They've been living in a makeshift camp under a bridge that connects Mexico with Del Rio, Texas. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is covering.
More than 300 Haitians arrived back in their home country Sunday, and more deportation flights are planned this week as the U.S. government tries to process the more than 12,000 migrants camped out near Del Rio, Texas. One migrant says he was in detention for 4 days in the U.S., 4 days without brushing his teeth, 4 days without a shower. Many of the migrants tried to cross the Rio Grande over the weekend, but were confronted by Border Patrol agents on horseback. 36-year-old Haitian migrant Alex Rossier says if he is deported, he will die in Haiti because there's no security in the country. Valverde County Sheriff Joe Frank Martinez wants the federal government to do more.
It takes too long to process an asylum claim.
You know, the system has been broke for 40, 50 years.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says the U.S. government is working to move thousands of the migrants every day to processing centers.
On television's Big Night, two streaming services dominated. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The big winner on Emmy night was a drama depicting turmoil inside the British royal family.
And the Emmy goes to The Crown.
The Crown won Best Drama. It also swept the Dramatic Acting Awards, including one for Olivia Colman, who plays Queen Elizabeth. There was emotion as she accepted her award.
I wish my dad was here to see this. So, I lost my daddy during COVID, and he would have loved all of this.
Top comedy went to
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, which tells the story of an American coach who suddenly goes from college football to English soccer.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Ted Lasso, your new coach.
Best limited series went to The Queen's Gambit. Last night's show was yet another indication of the growing power and influence of streaming services. Two of the three major winners came from Netflix, the third from Apple Plus. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A military jet crashed yesterday in a neighborhood outside Fort Worth, Texas.
I saw the parachute coming down. He was engulfed in flames and hit the floor. They said that he was all right and everything, but he had a lot of good burns on him.
In fact, two pilots managed to eject safely. The plane damaged three homes, but no one on the ground was seriously hurt. In New Kensington, Pennsylvania, police say a suspect is in custody after a shooting at a baby shower in a fire hall. Three people were wounded in what authorities say began as a family argument. Overseas, eight people were killed, more than 20 hurt, when a gunman opened fire at a university in Russia. A woman led police to the wounded. A suspect is said to be in custody. Some students jumped out of upper floor windows in one building to escape the gunfire. Also in Russia, in elections, the Kremlin-backed party and those loyal to Vladimir Putin appeared to win a two-thirds majority in parliament. There's voting today in Canada, where it's expected Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party will win the most seats in Parliament, but will fail to get a majority. On Spain's Canary Islands, lava is flowing from a volcano that erupted over the weekend. It's caused considerable damage, but no apparent injuries. 5,000 people were evacuated from the danger zone. A big moment for a new big leaguer, and a fan gets in on the game.
Cincinnati Reds pinch hitter T.J. Friedl got his first big league hit.
First pitch to right field, home run!
The homer in the bottom of the sixth went into the hands of an excited fan in the right field seats at Great American Ballpark. Knowing how important a first major league hit is, Dodgers right fielder Mookie Betts went to the wall and asked the fan for the ball back. Friedl couldn't believe it.
It's just first class. It's incredible.
The fan didn't go home empty-handed, though. Betts traded him a bat for that ball. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A handful of minor leaguers in the Mets and Phillies farm systems wore teal wristbands on Saturday, not just any fashion statement. It was a protest over what the players say is insufficient pay. Those who did it will earn less than $12,000 this year. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.